So we heard earlier that waters might have initially been drained off the fens centuries ago, but across the east of England, we're still trying to keep the water out. 2014 started with major flooding across England and Wales, and while full assessment of the damage isn't quite in, at the last count, almost 6,000 properties were flooded, and insurers estimate the damage exceeds £203 million. We're joined by Sheila Abrams, who lives in Debden, just south of Cambridgeshire, and she was one of those affected by the floods earlier this year. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello. And you experienced flooding in your home. The waters have now gone down, I believe, but what damage are you left with?
It's quite a lot of damage, actually, far more than I would have thought. The kitchens had to be stripped out, and tomorrow, month after the flood, the builders coming in to take the floors out and the plaster off up to a metre and all the insulation out so that we can then dry out where it was flooded before we can start making it good and putting it all back in again.
So it's causing quite a big inconvenience and reshuffle in your house, I imagine. Were you aware that your house was at risk of flooding when you bought it?
Not at all. We've lived here since 2000 and we've never had any sign at all that it might flood. The ditch that runs round our property is massive. It's about 12 foot deep. And in fact, that ditch wasn't full of water, but the water leading into it had overflown and sort of come out of the ditch system, if you like. And that had never happened before. And it just flowed into our property.
So it was a big surprise when you got home and saw the damage then. Is there anything that you think you can do to help prevent this happening in the future?
There are a few things. It would be nice to have a larger culvert put in. So where the bottleneck was, where it started coming out of the system, I don't know whether that will be feasible. But I think the fact that we're aware that it could happen now will wake us up, because we had no idea where all this water was coming from, really. And we will raise up some levels to try and stop the water ever doing that again. I'm not terribly confident that it won't happen again, but, you know, we'll do our best to keep it out. I don't want it happening again.
OK, thank you very much, Sheila, for sharing your experiences with us.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Hannah Critchlow and with me, Chris Smith. Don't forget, we're asking you what would happen if the North Pole were to melt, perhaps through climate change. What would it do to global sea levels? If you have any thoughts, or indeed any other questions, comments or feedback for the programme, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com or tweet @nakedscientist.